Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week 7 of the high school football season. The North Huskies, with the record of 4-2, coming off a 49-18 win over the modern-day Wildcats last week. They'll be at home tonight. They'll take on the Vincennes Lincoln Atlases in a big Southern Indiana Athletic Conference game. Head coach Zach Nero will be joining us. We'll talk Husky football for the next 15 minutes right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, head coach Zach Nero joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Dan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And obviously, we'll go back to last Friday night in the bowl, taking on a modern-day football team. You win that contest 49-18. Overall thoughts on the win over the Wildcats?
Well, you know, I thought our kids just came out and, you know, from the get-go, just kind of set the tone. And the guys up front, both offensive line and defensive line, I thought did that really well, setting the tone, and I think it just kind of carried us through the rest of the night. You know, our kids battled. They really wanted to win. I mean, they know what our record's been against modern day the last couple years, or last 10, 20 years, and it's not been very good. And, you know, we're trying to change things, and so that we kind of got up for that this week.
Well, Coach, you talked about the previous week, you know, the win over Bossy, where it was, you know, one possession game, and you guys actually trailed in that game 14-12. And, of course, that was a night where, you know, there were two or three interruptions because of the weather. But we talked last week about one of the keys, and I think we've talked about this probably for the last 6 weeks with you and the Huskies, and how important it is to get off to a good start and not wait, you know, 5-6 minutes, a couple of possessions into the game, and then try to flip the switch and get going. So from all the indications, it looked like last week you guys rolled off the bus, were ready to play. I know last week you also talked about having a very, very good week of practice, so that probably certainly led to getting off to a good start in that game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, I think our kids were kind of very locked in and dialed into the game plan, and, you know, I think they're really excited to win. I think, again, kind of going over through the Bossy week and just kind of going through some of those things and just the trials and tribulations that you go through throughout the seasons, the ebbs and flows, that I just felt like our kids kind of started – it's starting to kind of hit on all cylinders right now, which is good.
We'll talk about some of the individual players. I know you probably can't name all of them that played well last night, but boy, of your offense putting up nearly 50 on the board, and the defense, again, allowing 18 points in that contest. Who really had a good ball game when you watched the contest, or certainly looking over the film over the weekend?
Well, I mean, you know, that it was very much of a team win. I mean, I thought, again, our offensive line, everybody up front played really well. All those guys, you know, they got off the blocks, they were communicating. We were kind of handling, you know, Modern Day went to a three-man front at one point in time. They went back to their four-man front. They were kind of switching up early on, and our kids handled that really well. You know, I felt like, I mean, Hunter McKinney went off for two big touchdowns. You know, I think like a 50-yarder, 56-yarder, 30-yarder, and just kind of broke free and right through the middle of it all. And, you know, I thought that was kind of a big night for him as a sophomore running back who, you know, is no secret who he's brothers with. You know, I mean, we've had two McKinneys come through, Dylan and Sam, and so I think it was really good for him to kind of get that big one off his chest and kind of going into the season. And then defensively, you know, I thought Ricky White Jr. came out and played a heck of a game. You know, he was everywhere. He was pretty dialed into everything, the game plan, and, you know, I thought just the way we played and got the calls in, the communication was great on defense, and it just kind of led to a really fun night.
Well, it is, and let's just go back to the offensive production. You know, we obviously talked about going into the ball game. Modern Day now a different look offensively with Tate Mallory out and, you know, the reserve quarterback in for the rest of the season. But, you know, Modern Day's defense going in, you know, that's a very aggressive defense. So they give you an awful lot of different looks. And you guys just, you know, whatever they were throwing at you the other night, you guys – were able to adapt to that, whether it was changes or what you guys prepared for all week long. But to put 50 on the board against a team like Modern Day's defense, that's pretty impressive, Coach.
Yes. You know, and the one thing I kind of like about it is, you know, we've heard a lot of stuff about, you know, because Mallory was out. And yes, that's a big part of the thing. I'm not taking anything away from that. But, you know, everything else was still in place. And the kid that came in, number 11, Saylee, he did a great – I mean, I thought he did a pretty good job for probably not getting that many quarterback reps. But on their two deep, he was their backup. He is not the backup that played against Jasper. And so, you know, I feel like they felt very comfortable with him. This kid's obviously gotten reps in practice. And, yeah, it slowed him up a little bit. It probably changed the tempo of their offense and some of the things they do. But at the same time, I think they're going to be a really good ball club down the stretch here, especially once he gets more comfortable and gets more – complete reps at quarterback. I think Staley's going to be really doing a really good job. He throws a good ball. I mean, he had a couple good ones against us early on in the game. And, you know, I think when it's all said and done, you're still going to see Modern Day fighting for something at the end of it all. So, which should kind of help us in our win a little bit more.
All right. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Coach Nero about this North football team right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dag Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dag Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dag Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, it's week 7, and coming up in a couple of hours, the Huskies will be at Bundridge Stadium taking on the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases. We'll talk more about that game coming up in our final segment, but Zach Nero rejoining us. And Well, Coach, through 6 weeks of the season, right now North sitting at 4-2, and you got a couple of really big ball games coming up here these next few weeks. I know all the attention has been directed, and deservedly so, against a very physical Vincennes team. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But now the calendar is switched to October. We know what's at stake over the next couple of weeks, and teams really wanting to start fine-tuning and minimizing the best they can just the mental mistakes that kind of can bog down a team. Where do you see your team right now through the first 6 weeks of this season?
I think we're a team that's kind of feeling our groove. I mean, I think especially offensively. I mean, with a brand-new offense system comes in and, you know, kind of all the changes we had to endure going in the offseason, you know, I feel like we're kind of hitting our stride. You know, practices have been upbeat and energetic. Kids are bought in. You know, and the beauty of it is, like, you're starting to see the growth kind of show out more than some of the negatives or some of the things and behaviors that need to change. You're seeing less of those. You're seeing more of the other ones, which is kind of the beauty in it for me. You know, so I'm really excited to see where this ball club can take it, because I just feel like, again, I've told the kids, I kind of explain it like when you're out surfing, or somebody that's out surfing there. They're riding that board and they're paddling, and, you know, they maybe passed up a couple waves. Could have been good. Maybe not. They're just not ready. They weren't ready. And now they finally catch that one. They're standing up. They're balanced. And now what it is about balancing on that board and riding that thing into the coast, right? Just staying on there and just understand that sometimes your balance isn't going to be perfect. It's not going to be strict. You're going to sit there and wiggle a little bit. And when you do, how do you regain your composure? How do you overcome? And how do you stay balanced? And that's kind of where we're at right now. It's just kind of riding this thing into the coast, into the season, and go as far as we can go with it.
Well, you know, you look at a season and people think, God, we're already at week 7. The season has just flown by. But from a player's perspective, I would think kind of those last couple weeks of September, I mean, if there's the, quote, dog days of the high school football season, I would think it would be maybe weeks 5 and 6. But now the calendar is October, the final three games of the season, your schedule, the way that it lays out, I mean, you've got two really big ball games coming up and then the rivalry game at the end of the year in a few weeks. But you get to October and you start thinking, okay, do we want to play into November? Because a lot of football teams in Indiana, in a couple of weeks, their season's going to be over. So I would think the excitement, you've talked about the practices really kind of picking up, having good practices the last few weeks. This Husky team, pardon the pun, talking to you feels like to me that they're pretty hungry and they don't want this season to end anytime soon.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. They don't. I mean, they, you know, I had a senior retreat over the summertime with all the seniors, and, you know, a lot of them had some really good things to say, and a lot of them kind of envisioned us being kind of in this position right now. I feel like they thought we would get the rights one, which we learned from why we didn't get rights and how, what things we could do better. And so those became good growing moments for kind of what I told them my opinion of it was and where I said our record could be. And, you know, I think some of that stuff is just playing out the way it should be playing out right now because of their growth and their things. And, again, they want to take this thing as far as they can. You got a lot of kids that I think they understand that football is coming to an end for them, and that – as much as they would love to play in college, they know that's not a guarantee. And some of them do have the option, or will probably have the opportunity to, and some will not. And some will have to be faced with tough decisions of college or starting real life or whatever. And, you know, I think that you put that in perspective. And I kind of start reminding them throughout the week about that stuff is, you know, I bring that up. And, you know, one thing I think we do too is I'm trying to taper practices back a little bit and kind of, again, looking at the volume and the load because of the season and the grind that it is, and finding ways to get good breaks in and stuff. And, you know, I've had some really good conversations with some of my groups. I have a position group dinner at my house every Wednesday, and we've started that since the beginning of the season. And right now we are on – last night I had wide receivers over. And last week I had linebackers over. And both of those groups, which you get to this point in the season, I've got kids – I mean, I had three or four players at my house until about 9 o'clock last night. We were just sitting around talking. We ate. We had a good time with the position group itself, and then we just started talking. They're talking about the season a little bit. They're talking about things that we need to do and fix, and it's been so rewarding to hear that stuff and see their minds kind of going, the gears turning. And so that's where I feel really good at where we're at and how far these guys want to go, because they're all buying in, they're paying attention, they're listening, and they're thinking of ways to grow themselves as leaders and as a team to make sure that this thing keeps going.
We'll come back. North entertains Vincennes at Bundred Stadium tonight. We'll get the scattered report on the analysis from Coach Zach Nero when this North show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Knight Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Knight Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Knight Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, the Huskies home tonight taking on Vincennes Lincoln. It'll be the final conference game between these two teams. Everybody knows the Aliceos will be departing the SIAC after this athletic year. Well, Zach, they come in with a record of 3-3. They've got a tremendous quarterback. They've got a bruising running back. They've got some outstanding skill positions offensively. When you take a look at Levi Salter's team, let's just break it down offensively. What kind of challenges will they present for your defense tonight?
Well, they're going to be well coached, I'll tell you that. They have big, strong kids every year. This is kind of like what we've had. It's kind of a fun matchup between the two programs because we're very similar in a lot of ways. Not necessarily always in scheme or anything like that, but just we got big guys up front, strong, big kids, and we got some athletes. We got some tough-nosed kids, and that's what it's going to be. It's going to be kind of a test of that. Like, they're 3-3. You know, they've had unfortunate injuries come their way and stuff like that, but they're still battling. I mean, number 12, that's back there for him. He's a freshman. You know, he's going to come out, and he's been doing a pretty good job leading them for the situation. And, you know, I think the team's going to rally around him like they have all year. And, I mean, they're fighting, battling in games, and, you know, they're going to find a way to get over the hump, especially whenever they had their quarterback go down a couple weeks ago, and now they're transitioning. When they get to us, you know, they're kind of in a better groove with that. That the quarterback has had more practice with them in that first group and stuff like that. And those reps, those types of reps really matter. So, you know, I think they're going to come in with a very good game plan. They always do. And we just kind of got to attack it and do what we do.
Well, so then let's move to the other side of the ball and their defense. As we talked about, it's almost going to be strength on strength in the trenches tonight. So what do you see from them defensively as far as a scheme? And then how do you guys be as productive. I mean, it's, you know, maybe unrealistic to think, okay, in high school football, a team can, you know, traditionally or, you know, on the average, put up 50 points a ball game. But coming on the heels of what this offense did last week, how can they be as productive this week and, you know, sustain drives, maybe have some big plays, but eventually put that ball to the end zone?
You know, it's funny you said it. Defensively, they're very much like us in a lot of ways. They do a lot of similar schematics, not necessarily the same, but similar schematics. And so, you know, our team is used to that. I think they'll move from a three-man front to a four-man front. They'll kind of bounce back and forth to that. That's kind of what film's been showing, too. And so I feel pretty good about that. And they're going to rely on their kids up front to hold the line of scrimmage and their other players make a play. I mean, number 33, a running back, he plays both sides. He's a running back in their defensive end, and so he does a good job playing both ways. And, I mean, he's a pretty good defensive lineman for them. And, you know, their DBs and safeties do a good job kind of keeping coverage and running their coverage and their zones and doing things like that. But, you know, I just feel like as long as we can win the battle up front, then we're going to be just fine.
Okay. Obviously, keys of this game, and we talk about it each and every week. And now, like you said, going back to, you know, the fact that we're in October, just the mental mistakes, the turnovers, you certainly can't have those or keep them at an absolute minimum. Penalties have to be at a minimum as well. But big ball game for both teams because, again, you guys have won back-to-back games, want to get on a nice little run here heading into the tournament. So do you see anything really kind of specific other than the obvious, Zach, that you guys need to accomplish tonight to win that third straight and get win number 5 on the season?
I think we have to come out fast and set the tone again like we did last week. I think as long as we can do that, we don't, you know, North doesn't beat North, then I think we're going to put ourselves in a good position. And I think that's kind of the key to our process the rest of the year is we got to come out fast and physical and do what we do and just stay consistent. And I think things will kind of work itself out.
Zach, I really appreciate a few minutes of your time as always. Thanks so much, and all the best to you and the Huskies tonight and your game with Vincennes.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Zach Nero. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.